Blog Talk Radio.
I'm tired. I had to shoot it, you know, with the camera and do it.
And I tell you what, that video production and cooking at the same time is pretty tough. And, you know, I just want to make a big thank you to everybody who shot barbecue prep with me, a bunch of people. When you got that camera on you and you're trying to, you know, perform a cook, it's a lot of work. And, boy, Steve Overlay. Man, he did the whole daggone cook at the Jack Daniels. Wow. You know, that was a lot of work, man. And Steve, you know, I just want to say thank you for hanging in there and doing that, bud. And I hope it moves your barbecue career forward in a big, big way for doing such a big, you know, honest, I mean, big, nice thing for barbecue superstars. And I tell you, folks, if you haven't got an F-150 or a Ford truck, you need to get one. Just listen to this.
Okay, look. When gas prices jump, you still got to work. So suddenly you're cutting back on everything from family vacations to cell phone. Well, here's a thought. How about cutting back on gas? Here's how. The Ford F-150. It gets 23 highway miles per gallon. That's the best. So you can get the job done and get a break in the pump. Yeah, can you hear me now? This is the future. This is the Ford F-150.
Man, now, what we've been doing with these barbecue preps is we've been competing the barbecue sauces. You know, we'll take three different barbecue sauces and put them all on the same barbecue. We did chicken. We did wings. Now we're doing ribs. And coming up with some really unexpected results. Now, I figured smoking coals would sweep it all. Smoking coals is good for folks. I mean, that's a good barbecue sauce. But we put smoking coals up against a couple sauces when we're doing barbecue wings. And surprisingly enough, ass-whooping sauce won. What is an ass-whooping sauce? I actually bought that as a filler item so I could get 12 items from a wholesaler. I mean, I didn't really mean for it to do anything, and shoot, took first place. And then the next one we did was chicken, and we had smoking coals, Stubbs barbecue sauce, the original, and what was we did four. That's right. We did Evan Williams, Smoking Coals, Stubbs, and Lynchburg barbecue sauce. It's like a Jack Daniels leg, but it says old Lynchburger. You know, it's referring to the city of Lynchburg, Tennessee, where the Jack Daniels was held. Looks like a Jack Daniels bottle, but the brand is called Lynchburg. Which I assume it has Jack Daniels in it because it's shaped like a Jack Daniels bottle. Sort of. It's a little bit smaller. But anyway, we done that. We had six judges come. And Evan Williams barbecue sauce won. It was real bright and shiny. And afterwards, I did some tasting on it and stuff. And it had a lot of cinnamon in it. But the Evan Williams won the chicken, which, you know, all this is on the front of the website. And it's under the chicken prep part of the Barbecue Superstars. Well, today we did ribs, and we had Dinosaur Barbecue, Sweet Baby Ray's, and Smoking Coals again. I do Smoking Coals in every one of the little competitions we've done. We've got six different judges. And I figured out today the Sweet Baby Ray's is definitely the McRib sandwich. I felt like, you know, I was eating a McRib sandwich all day today. But, boy, is Sweet Baby Ray's some beautiful barbecue sauce. I mean, nice color. Handles well. Boy, man, that Raymond, he really did a job. I mean, that is like the pro barbecue sauce in the whole business. Now, we did a regular rack, competition rack of barbecue with Smoking Coals, and Dinosaur. But I put Sweet Baby Ray's on the riblets, you know, the top part of the rib that we saved when we were doing the trim. I put Sweet Baby Ray's on that. And then I had two ends, you know, when you do a 10-bone rib, and there's a little end there. I saved all that because I knew the place where we're going to judge, they'd eat it all up. And I actually had more Sweet Baby Ray's than I did anybody's because I had riblets off two, you know, big racks of ribs, spare ribs, which I trimmed down in St. Louis. And now they liked them all. You know, a lot of the judges were saying, I'm not sure which one to pick because all three of them are 10s. And, you know, we're using the BNTL scoring system. And I was like, well, I mean, I know they're all big-time good winners. I mean, that Dinosaur's some dynamite stuff. Dinosaur Barbecue's out of New York. We were at the Big Apple Block Party with them in 2011. I shot their cooker, and they're a biker origin. There are a lot of bikers. Boy, they can cook some of the best barbecue you've ever seen in your whole life. Remember that name, Dinosaur, when you go to the grocery store, get yourself a bottle of Dinosaur barbecue sauce and try it. Now, I was surprised it was a little more vinegar. You know, sweet tomato base is, you know, what a lot of us think of as top-notch. You know, Sweet Baby Ray is definitely sweet tomato base. But Dinosaur had a little vinegar side to it. I think it's a vinegar-based sauce. It was excellent. It had a little bit of green onion in it. You know, it's a little crunch or something in there. And you could see the little green pieces. And then, of course, Smoking Coals. And they ate it all. You know, they tore all three of them up. They tore the ribs up. And I did, you know, big-time competition prep. They were shiny. They were beautiful. I was really surprised at how well they turned out. But Sweet Baby Ray's, number one ranked barbecue sauce on Barbecue Superstars. And today it won first place in ribs. And I tell you, man, I was kind of pleasantly excited. It cost me $3.58 for a 28-ounce bottle. Boy, that's cheap. It was actually twice as big as some of the other ones that I used today, but it cost less. And I just got to play this for Sweet Baby Ray's. Hell yeah. You know, I could see people winning big-time barbecue sauces with Sweet Baby Ray's. Man, I tell you, I got up at 6 o'clock this morning and I started getting set up to do the production on shooting this rib prep. And I couldn't actually start working on it until late because the sun had to get right. Now, I've got this set I built. And, hey, man, it's Darren Vassell. Oh, Lord. Hey, Darren, what's up, cool? Oh, no. I think I feel a little hell yeah getting ready to come on. I'll tell you what, man. Let's go ahead and spin it one time. What's up, Derek? Oh, hell yeah.
I'm from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah! Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price. It still looks sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore.
West Texas Pitmasters, we want y'all to call in, man. You're our new members. 347-202-0263. Number to call is 347-202-0263. I've been trying to get a hold of you, bud. Call in right quick.
Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls I need.
Association doing their Friday night thing down there. I don't know why I keep coming around, but they're getting ready to have a rodeo, and I don't know what all they're doing down in Florida. Now, you know Florida don't ever get too cold. It's probably at least 70 degrees down here in Florida. Now, I don't think Texas gets quite as cold as Florida does. I might have some 40 or 50 degree days. But, you know, if you look on a map, Texas has got a lot of land lower than Florida, so near the equator. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm really excited about the IBCA. The IBCA has got a sanctioning body that really knows how to judge barbecue. Good trained judges. And, folks, the point system's great. Now, they do have a pork category. I looked on the front of their website, and they actually do have a pork category. You know, we'd like to encourage them to pick up on Barbecue Superstar. Let's hook up. I would like to make the IBCA the number one sanctioned body ever formed in the world. What do y'all think about that? That would be great. I think Texas has some great cooks in it, too. Plus, we get this thing all the way around the world. Now, I was up in Shelby, North Carolina, and at the awards, I did see Darren Vassar and his wife picking up some trophies up front. And I tell you, Darren, congratulations on the trophies you got out there in Shelby, North Carolina. And, boy, I tell you, man, you was down in the middle of them. Three Eyed Barbecue, who won Team of the Year, and Munchin' Hogs and the Hilton were going at it. Now, folks, I just want to encourage you now for this next hour. If you'd like to mix up maybe a little Jack and Coke, or now for my Pirate 50 buddy out there in Murphy, North Carolina, He's way down in the woods, down there in the middle of this valley. I know that pirate's got a bunch of rum. He's mixing up tonight. He probably mixed up all day. But probably mixed it up for the last 6 months every day. But anyway, Dale Wilson, Pirate 50, makes some wonderful songs. We'd like to, good, we got a caller. I hope it's Texas Pitmaster. 806, go ahead. Who is it?
Hey, Daryl, it's Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters.
Hey, Lance, how's it doing? I'm really glad you called in today.
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Oh, doing good. Lance, I've been seeing you on Facebook a lot and everything, and I've been wanting to find out about West Texas Pitmasters. Is that the name of your barbecue team?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where are you going to compete at?
Pretty much in West Texas. I mean, we've competed as far south as Austin this year and far north as Amarillo and probably far east is Dallas and in that area and a little bit in eastern New Mexico.
Okay, do you mostly do IBCA or what section body do you compete in?
I've done some IBCA, some Lone Star, and Kansas City.
Wow, okay. Go ahead.
We did 18, I guess we did about 18 competitions this year. We cooked with Robert Sierra down at the National Sand Club Challenge in Austin this summer, and then we've went to the National Championship, Barbecue Championship in Meridian, which is a Lone Star competition. And we probably did 10, 11, 12 IBCA events this year also.
Man, that's awesome. Well, we've been trying to find out more about the IBCA and do you usually get tickets when you turn in your boxes, too?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, it's just like raffle tickets, essentially, that they have. When you go in at the coach meeting, usually like on a Saturday morning, sometimes even on Friday evenings, you can pick up your trays, and on there will be a piece of tape, and the ticket will be taped upside down, and one will be taped down to it, and the other one will be free. And you sign your name to the back of it, and you take your ticket off of it, and you leave the other one there. And that's kind of how they use them for that blind judging like you're talking about.
Man, I was talking to the executive director. She said she's getting ready to retire from the IBCA. And I tell you, it just sounds like the most awesome randomization of a box. I mean, there's no way anybody in the judging room can know whose box that is. And then she said that, they'll do first round of judging, and then they'll bring them back, and they'll get 10 more judges, and they'll do the top 10 over again.
Yes, I mean, normally, and I don't know exactly all the judging on it, but, generally you'll have, your top 10, and a lot of times they'll actually go up to like 15 places. They'll announce the top 10 people, and then the other five tickets, they'll announce the numbers, and you'll kind of find out whether or not you were on the final table in most contests. Sometimes it don't happen, but most of them, they do that. And so you'll kind of know if you're in the top 15. Some of the little competitions, you may not find that out. But, and then we had some. They have a big competition in October, Trader's Village over in Grand Prairie, Texas. And they have an invitational part of it to where anybody that had a first place meat category or a grand championship, they go into the invitational part of it, and then they also have an open competition that weekend too, kind of like the Royal. And generally the invitational, you'll do like, a one meet competition, and then the open will be, generally your chicken ribs and brisket. And, I think they went out, they kind of read out like the top 20 on a cook like that. And there was probably about 85 teams there.
Man, the amount of participation, just loaded down. An 80 team comp is not uncommon down there in Texas, is it?
No, sir, I'm going to tell you, you know, in IBCA especially, I did last year, probably at least four competitions that had, you know, 70 to 80 teams in it. Even out in West Texas, you know, out here where, you know, your population is not as heavy, we still have a lot of cooks, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, in Texas, and generally, you know, like I said, being IBCA or Lone Star, on a given weekend, I'd say you probably have 300 to 400 cooks, you know, kind of in the height of the season cooking on a weekend in Texas right now.
Wow.
It's gotten pretty competitive.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Barbecue Superstars is a promotional company equal with what KCBS has. And, you know, we've been looking for our place where we could go and promote a sanctioning body and really get something going. And the executive director called me, and I'm hoping that whoever's in charge down there now will get a hold of me. I'm trying to get as much interest going in Texas as I can, because with 200, 250 contests that you guys have, you know, the FBA would like to think they're in second place, and I love the FBA, but the IBCA is way ahead of anybody else but Kansas City. And I got to say, Kansas City got down to 300 contests this year, so IBCA really is neck and neck with them. And you guys have got the analytics and the ability to put it together and go head-to-head with Kansas Barbecue, and I would love to get involved with you guys. Okay, we got another caller, 432-528. Go ahead. Hey, buddy, I believe this is my man in Texas. 432-528-21. You're on the line with us.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Man, I'm glad you called tonight. We got one of your compadres here from West Texas. We got West Texas Pitmasters on the line with you, Lance Moore.
Hey, what's going on? Not much. How are you? Man, I'm doing good. Good. I was just going to check in and say hi and see how everybody's new year starting off this year.
Lance, where are you headed to our first contest this year?
I guess our first one, our first contest will probably be here in Lubbock this in February. They're going to have a rib shootout. And then I guess our first big comp will be in San Angelo, Texas this year. It'll be an IBCA state championship. And that'll kind of start our season, like the first weekend of March. And then, you know, until about June, it'll be busy. You know, we'll probably have, you know, a contest probably every other weekend at least, you know, at that point. And I'm ready. I'm ready to get up and get to feet.
I figure you've been itching up a bit, Lance. I know I have. I've been ready to roll.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been off. We cooked, I guess, last November was our last cook this year, and man, it's about to kill me.
Oh yeah, I know it. I think my first one's gonna be the San Antonio Top Stock Show and Rodeo, which is the 25th, and it's actually a West Texas Gulf Coast. I'm sorry, West Tech. I can't remember what it's called, but it's the Gulf Coast Association sanctioned event, and it's a big event for me to start off in the year, get the rust out at least. So I'm excited for it.
I've got to ask you now, the Gulf Coast, what are their categories? Is it the same as the IBCA?
It's exactly the same as a IBCA. Everything's the same. The boxes, the entries, the amounts of turn-ins might be a little bit more, as far as I think last year it was 9 for the ribs, 9 for the brisket, 2 halves, two chicken halves, and they did open category.
Well, now I got to ask Lance, how do you go about doing your chicken halves? Do you have any kind of special way? Do you inject them, or do you just try to cook them out on your cooker?
I brine them. I usually get my I've got a butcher here in town. I usually, you know, use like an organic chicken, you know, probably, you know, generally in like a 3 to 4 pound range. And I'll brine them and with some of my rub and stuff, and then I'll do a smoke on them for, you know, 2-3 hours probably, and sauce them up and turn them in.
Well, that sounds pretty much like 432-528 was telling us the other night.
yeah.
How far do y'all live apart?
About 150 miles.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We've
become good friends in the circuit. And this year, I recently met Lance. I mean, I'm sorry, 2012, I met Lance. And, man, we just took it off, and we've become good friends, you know, in the circuit.
Yes, sir, yeah. Been very competitive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we become good friends, and you know, Lance is a good guy, and he's got a good team, and his family is involved as well, and it's all good. I forgot to say, I'm this is Junior with Junior's Up and Smoke in Midland. When I got
home,
Junior
Urias.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry I couldn't think of your name, my father.
Well, I should have. I'm not too. I get nervous, and then. Hey. But anyways.
Well, Junior was telling us last week last time he called in, that he's got a Green Mountain and a Stumps, and I just wondered, Lance, what you're cooking on?
I've got about a 15-foot trailer that I've got a 6-foot offset on that I built. Essentially, it was a 250-gallon propane tank originally. And that's pretty much my pit of choice. And I do run I just recently put a Guru on it because I like to get a little sleep now and then. But other than that, it's just an old stick burner.
How's that Guru work on it? Does it, you know, give you a good 4-hour sleep?
Well, you know, we had some snow over the Christmas break. And I hadn't had it on there very long, and I was doing a 22-pound turkey, and we were going to eat it, about 2 o'clock on Christmas. And, you know, it was pretty cold outside, and so I put it on kind of early. And, man, I've never had one cook as fast as it did. I mean, in about 7 hours, I had a 22-pound bird done, and I was way early for dinner, to say the least. It worked really well. I got up one time in the middle of the night and put wood on, and that was it in about 7 hours. So I was pretty happy.
Wow, that's very impressive, man. Hell, that's great, man.
It is. That's good.
Did you build your pit yourself?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it insulated or?
No, it's not insulated at all, and you know, that's one thing that, you know, I thought would change a little bit, but, you know, I really hadn't had a lot of problems with that. You know, it burns pretty well, and, you know, I don't burn a lot of wood, but it holds temp pretty good.
Well, we were talking to Junior the other night, and Junior, you know, I want you to put your, you know, tell us what you think and all, but man, down there in Texas, you can go up to the pretty much any meat butcher counter, and you can get a pretty good brisket. I mean,
really,
it's not like you got to order a special or anything.
Well, you really can, and you know, like I said, HEB, man, it has some good quality meat, and I love the quality of meat that I get from them. I can pick and choose the briskets that I want, and then just get them trimmed up. They'll trim them for me if I want. If I'm running behind, or if I just want to do it myself, I'll get a good quality brisket and just trim it.
Well, and I don't know as much about HEB, but I'm assuming, you know, in Texas we have two. Well, technically there's three. You don't hear much about the other one, but you know, generally the two brands of beef that we have here is IVP and XL. IVP is which actually Tyson nowadays, and I actually live in Plainview, Texas, where XL has a slaughterhouse right here. So, I mean, we have beef, you know, right here locally. And then IVP actually has a plant in Amarillo. And, you know, you can get pretty good beef. And, you know, the hardest part anymore is getting to be, is it, and especially with like XL, is that, you know, they're butchering a lot smaller cattle right now because of all the drought and stuff that we've had over the last few years. So, you know, we have lost some of the weight and stuff that we used to have on, you know, bigger briskets. But, you know, to say that, I mean, you know, IVP is generally what you find in all your Sam's Clubs and all that around. So, you know, they have really good meat. And, you know.
At HEB, they're Swift. Now, you can get them in three different categories. One's a regular butcher size. And then the ones I get, they're super trimmed. And then from the super trimmed, there's another one which is super, super lean, and they have no fat whatsoever. But I get the ones in the middle, which are the super, super trim. And, man, you know, I haven't had any trouble with those.
Swift is up in Cactus, Texas. That was the other one I was talking about, and you don't hear as much about them. But yes, they're the third slaughterhouse here in Texas.
Yeah.
Now Swift is the same as Cargill. Cargill owns Swift.
No, XL and Cargill are the same.
Oh, that's right. Cargill owns XL. My mistake.
Yes,
Swift is a third company.
Yes, and I'm trying to think. I want to say it's National is actually the parent of Swift, I think, and I may have that wrong. But, you know, you can tell every brisket. You can tell an XL brisket from a Swift brisket, from an IBP, because every one of them break them different when they butcher them. And, you know, especially, you know, up on the point end of it, you can really tell the difference between them. If they didn't put their names on them, and you had seen all three of them before, I think that, you know, after that point there, you'd be able to tell each one of them.
Yeah, you can still tell.
Yes, sir. Just because they butcher them different. It's how they, you know, in the butcher broth is how they cut them. They're all good pieces of meat. They're just a little different, you know, in how they, where they break them off, you know, the bone and stuff where they cut them.
Well, I'll tell you, IVP out on the competition circuit as far as ribs, Boston butts, and brisket. Now, you know, the Kansas people have sold Wagyu to everybody. And but IVP always comes out front. I mean, even in, you get a very consistent butt and a very consistent rib with IVP. And I used to go to the meat market, I tell you, IVP ribeyes used to sell like wildfire in my meat market. And if I got ribeyes from somebody else, they never looked as good and never sold as good.
No, they have very good meat. And like I said, I mean, and just what you said, I cooked a lot of IVP ribs also, and you're exactly right. Now, XL, you know, in that same deal, XL has got a really good rib too. And, you know, I will give them that. I mean, as far as that, I'd say that they, you know, they have a very good rib out there. You just don't see them in most of the stores and stuff. It's mostly a kind of a wholesale thing that you see them in.
Yeah, you know, they're right. There's one team up here in South Carolina. They won't cook anything but XL ribs because they've got a good supplier on them. But Junior, have you ever bought any XL ribs or any XL products?
You know, to tell you the truth, I can't remember the last time I used one. If I have, I honestly just go to the store. If I see some good coloring as far as the marbling with the and the thickness of it, and I think it's a good rib, I'll go ahead and use it and take a chance of it. Also, I'll keep an eye on the straightness of the bones just to have a good consistency at the end product. So if it's got some good meat on it and some marbling, I'll grab it. Regardless of the name, you know, I'll use it.
Well, since we got West Texas Pitmasters on it, and you're down nearby, I guess Arizona, then New Mexico, so you got it staying in between you, but y'all ever get any green chilies going down in that corner?
Oh, yes, sir. I grew up in New Mexico. I'm from New Mexico originally, and green chili was a main staple for me when I grew up, and I still cook with a lot of it, and I love it. It's the best stuff in the world.
It is. Good stuff.
Man, I tell you, I went and did a show. I shot a television show in Artesia, New Mexico, and want to make a big shout out to SRBS barbecue teams. It really said SRIBS. It was something ribs, but we did their whole cook with them, and there was an old Mexican woman in the trailer, and she said, "We want you to try this taco out." I said, "Okay, no problem." She said, "It's an old piece of steak that we had left over from last night." And she brought it out, and it had a green tint to the whole thing. And I looked in there, and there's a whole lot of green everywhere, you know. And it was in the sauce. And I looked, and there must have been six people looking out the windows of the trailer. And I figured they thought I was going to get burnt up, you know. And I ate it. And I got, you know, it was good and warm, but it didn't bother me real bad. But, man, my stomach got hot. My stomach actually was on fire. And then the next day, now this is so funny. You know, you think that jalapenos ain't nothing, you know, and so that old same old woman came out, she said, "I got something for you." And I said, "All right, what?" So she got the jalapeno, cut it open, and she got these veins. She didn't even take the shell. She just got these veins off the wall. And she put them in a taco. Yeah, it's like, you know, these little lines, and the seeds are on them. She took the seeds off, and there was the thing the seeds hung on to. And,
the vein?
Yeah. And she put that in the taco, and you want to talk about setting somebody on fire. I ran from one end of that damn place. I had a hose in my mouth.
She finally said, like, I'm gonna get these white folks real quick, huh?" Did it on purpose.
Yes, I had. You know how they conquered it was, she started giving me teaspoons of sugar. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh.
Well, you know, and yeah, I've heard of that. You know, when I was growing up, you know, the two things that most people, if they got real hot by something, they'd use warm water, and a lot of the older people drink coffee. And I've never was a coffee drinker, but you know, a glass of warm water will also usually kill the heat. You know,
oh, really?
And yes, sir.
Damn, coffee will intensify it. Coffee just intensifies it.
Lance's going to have me out there on fire and make it worse drinking coffee.
I don't know. I mean, all the old people where I come from, that's how they used to do it. And like I said, I was never a coffee drinker, so if I ever got into anything really hot. And, you know, green chili has changed a lot over the years because, you know, it's like hatch green chili, what everybody talks about, what everybody knows about. You know, they have there's four different breeds of chili that they raise. You know, they start out with like a Big Jim, which is usually your mild to medium, and then your Sandias or your Hots. And then they come out, they did some genetic breeding and stuff, and they come out with one that was called a Barker, And some of that stuff can be what they call an extra hot now, and it, I mean, it'll set you on fire. And but what I grew up with was Sandia, pretty much was the chili of choice, and it's usually a hot chili, you know, and it can vary a little bit. But you know, I usually go over every year and get about, you know, 2 bushels of them, have them roasted, and you know, I'll freeze them and put them up, and man, it's the best stuff. You know, from breakfast to supper, you can eat them.
You know, you're right, Lance, it is. You know, at HEB, every year when it's harvest time for the chilies, they do a roast outside of HEB every year for a couple of weeks. And, man, I tell you what, you get a bunch. You can get, like Lance is saying, you can get the mild and also the hot version. I like it hot, so I get the hot version. And, man, I'll get a bunch of baggies and freeze them and use them throughout the year. And, man, I tell you what, the best I ever had was I did some chopped brisket. I toasted some buns, some hamburger buns with some butter and some mozzarella cheese and some regular American cheese, and put the green chili in between. Damn, you're talking about a good, good little burger, man.
With the kick. Hell yeah, right there.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it was good. I think the chili was better than the brisket.
Well, and you can step that up one. I've got a buddy here in Plainview that has a barbecue shop, and he's from California originally, and so they did a lot of tri-tip and stuff like that. And he asked me one night, and he said, do you have like a red sauce? And I said, yeah. I said, we grew up, you know, making red sauce where I come from. And he said, well, make some red sauce. He said, I'm looking for, you know, like a, not a, like a Tex-Mex. He said, I want to see what a New Mexico red sauce be like. So we made some, and we use it in brisket now, and we make kind of like a chili Colorado out of it. And that is the best stuff in the world that way, too. You make that red sauce,
oh,
kind of like an enchilada sauce, but you just soak your brisket down in there after you smoke it, especially the point part of it. And, man, it is really good that way.
Yeah, that is some good stuff. We need to make some the next time, Lance, the next time we're close. The next
I'll bring some red sauce. We can do it. I'll bring some.
Damn. That sounds good. Especially when it's cold out, huh? Get some heat going.
Yes, sir.
I know there's a lot of people out there wondering, because, you know, we're out here on the East Coast, y'all in Texas. So what barbecue sauce dominates down in there in Texas, Wade?
Go ahead,
well,
Junior.
That's a good question. I don't know. I got my own stuff that I'm using, and I've been real, you know, I've been having good luck with it. But as far as commercial, are you talking about commercial?
Yeah, just like, you know, if you walk in the grocery store, what you gonna see the most of?
You know, I think Sweet Ray's. There's a lot of Sweet Ray's. You see a lot of Hunt's barbecue. I don't know. I really don't pay much close attention to all that stuff.
There, you know, and that's right. I mean, there's a lot of Sweet Baby Ray's. You'll find, I'm trying to think of the other one. It's become real popular, too. It's out of, I want to say it's out of Oklahoma. Do you want now?
Stubbs?
Stubbs. You see quite a bit of Stubbs. Daddy Yeoman is another real, real popular one. And, oh, man, I can't think of the name of it. Matter of fact, I use it some. I can't think of the name of it.
No big deal.
But, you know, you'll see a lot of mass-produced barbecue sauces, too. And, there, you know, there's a few of the specialties out there. You know, I use some commercial stuff, and then I also have some of my own barbecue sauce I use, you know, on certain profiles and stuff. I use some of Bill Arnold's stuff. Works great.
Yeah, Tennessee.
I've had really good success with his stuff. And, you know, there's so many different brands and stuff out there now. I mean, you know, you could probably spend every day of the week testing barbecue sauce. Probably still take you a year or two to go through them all.
Well,
I tell you what, if Daryl start making more videos, he'll test them all out, I saw you tested, well, four of them last week?
Yeah, on the chicken, sure did.
Yeah, that was an awesome little demonstration there, man.
And I did three today.
Did you? Damn,
yeah,
that's good.
I'm working on ribs today. I've got my top 100 barbecue sauces, which I've got 214 sauces on it now. But, fellas, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about it. You know, the McRib sandwich at McDonald's with Sweet Baby Ray's, and I know that for a fact today because I really ate it knowing what I was eating today, and I could taste the McRib sandwich, you know. But that Sweet Baby Ray's is a beautiful barbecue sauce. I mean, I had three of them laid out there today, and I did the riblets with the Sweet Baby Ray's. And Lance, I'm telling you, man, the riblets could look better than the regular ribs did.
Oh, man. Well, I haven't got a chance to watch that one yet. I watched your chicken deal the other day, and you're telling me a McRib looked better than the ribs. Man.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's the same sauce on both. Sweet Baby Ray's is in McDonald's on the McRib sandwich. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Be damn.
I mean, it's Sweet Baby. Well, you know, Sweet Baby Ray's is so dominant across the world that, I mean, the average person in Europe, if you ask them what barbecue sauce was, and you laid three of them out there, if you had a vinegar, a mustard, and Sweet Baby Ray's, they'd all pick out Sweet Baby Ray's because they'd know what it is.
Wow. I didn't know that about the McRib. I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, the McRib sandwich is not even really real barbecue. I mean, it's... but, well, maybe Sweet Baby Ray makes a real barbecue. I don't know.
Hey, Daryl, I'll have to send you some of my sauce so you can try one of these days. So you can check it out, see what you think.
Have you got my address?
You know, I don't know, but I'll get with you after the show.
If you go to Barbecue Superstars fan page, it's on there under about. But I'll put you in the lineup because all we're going to do over this next year or maybe 2 years is I'm going to do a whole bunch of barbecue shows comparing products. And I also, you know, and I want to make a shout out to the porcelain cookers, Green Egg and Primo and Grill Dome. And then, you know, I want to start comparing. Now, fellas, you tell me what you think now. You know, we've got all these egg companies, all these sausage companies, all these daggone hot dog and brat companies. I want to get different egg companies' eggs. And I want to get on a Grill Dome or a porcelain cooker, and I want to bust the eggs and see which one's bigger. I mean, which you know, and then get Jimmy Dean sausage and Wampler sausage and a patty and cook them both and, you know, get four different sausages in the morning and do some cooking comparisons. What would y'all think about that?
I think that'd be great. Nice.
You know what? Compared to a lot of the bullshit, when you went to the supermarket, you know what to buy, you know. But anyway, it's been a great show and everything. I appreciate y'all calling in. Now, if somebody wanted to sponsor your team, Lance, how could they go about sending you an email or getting in touch with you? Because Texas, you know, is a wide open market with all these huge amount of teams and competitions going on. And you know, Lance, you can represent a company well if they paid for your entry fees and sent you products so you wouldn't have to buy them. How could they get a hold of you, Lance?
They could contact me at elmore@westtexaspitmasters.com, or they can find me on Facebook under West Texas Pitmasters. Either way, or even our website, www.westtexaspitmasters.com. Any of those have a way to get a hold of me, contact. I've got my phone numbers or emails or any of that. And, man, that'd be great. That's kind of my next step is to get some sponsors going and stuff like that and kind of get get it going a little bit bigger where, you know, we can do some more competitions and stuff like that and get it out there. And I've got some rubs and stuff out on the market now, and so that would be great. You know, I'd like to know what it would take to get you to come down here to one of these IBCA West Texas competitions down here.
All I need is gas money. I mean, I would head down there instantly. I don't know how far it'd be. It'd probably be 1,500 miles one way, and so that would be around 7 tanks of gas. Or if I flew, it'd be cheaper. I mean, a plane ticket, and I'll pay the room. Any way I can get there, I will be right there because I want to discover the IBCA. I want to start promoting you guys and getting you some sponsorship in there. And I didn't know about your rubs. Are you the West Texas Pitmaster rubs?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, Chris Chadwick, he's tried it out. I've got it. I'm fixing to mail it off to Lulu. He sent me his address and stuff the other day, and they're fixing to do a review on it. And I'm hoping I sent some to Audrey Evans. She wanted to do a review on it here about a month or so ago, so I'm hoping maybe that'll show up here pretty quick. I know she's kind of changing offices and stuff and trying to get stuff back together, so I'm hoping maybe here in the next month or so she'll have a review out on it. And it's a rib rub that I've been using, that I've been competing with, that I've been making. And but it's good on all pork and even chicken. It works well on chicken.
Well, I'm getting ready to do a Boston butt prep, and Cimarron Doc said that they would send me a 1.5 pound container today. And Lance, if you send me one, then I'm gonna line them up. I want to get 4 different rubs, 4 different sauces.
Okay.
And you know, I've got all kinds of access to different panels of people that just out of the blue will, you know, well, this is this and this is that. And Junior, I tell you, if you'll send me your sauce, the next show I'm going to do is Boston Butts. Then we'll make your sauce in the lineup of the 4, and then we'll get our panel. And I've got my own judging system that I'm going to let these people use. And if you'll send me, I tell you, I'll just give you the address over the air, and if you want to, you can go back and listen to the radio show. But it's common knowledge around the country. It's 157 MOSS Lane, 157 Moss Lane, Boiling Springs, like boiling water, Boiling Springs, South Carolina, 29316. And, folks, if we could get 10 sauces, I would cook 10 Boston butts, and we'll get 30 or 40 people out there, and we'll give them all samples, and we will put products up against products. And you know what? Just like today, we did 3 sauces, and the one comment that was coming from the judges today was, they're all 10s. I mean, we don't know which one to pick, but I tell you, out of these 3, that Sweet Baby Ray's, and if you watch the ribs, which that's one thing I did without saying anything, all the Sweet Baby Ray's ribs, the riblets were all gone before, but after they were all gone, they ate the rest of them, you know? And I kind of, you know, go ahead. That kind of told the story, so that's kind of what I base it on and all, and 157 Moss Lane, Bowling Springs, South Carolina. If you're a sauce or rub company, let's get it rolling. Let's get it going. There's a lot of people out here that want to eat it and want to try it out. And, shoot, if you get it on my show, cooking's what it's all about. Now, also, I'll make a plea to all the cooks out there. It doesn't matter who you are in the country or if you're over in Europe or some of them countries that listen regular. We've got an official set. I've got the cameras. I've got everything you need. We'll do a whole show about your products. So, you know, you come in, you bring all your products. I already have everything you need to cook with, and we'll do a whole one-hour show, do a complete cook on whatever you want, and we'll display your rubs, sauces, or utensil or whatever it is, and we'll put that out there for you because, you know, Barbecue Superstar is about barbecue research as well. We're trying to find out. Let's cut through the BS. Let's get some real world in here. Let's put it out there in front of Johnny Come Down the Road and see what Johnny Come Down the Road says about your products. Well, Junior, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how could they get a hold of you, bud?
It's they can go on Facebook under Up and Smoke Barbecue, or find me on the internet. My website is www.upinsmokebarbq.com. And also email. They can email me for any information at upinsmoke@suddenlink.net.
Man, that's big news now. Get a hold of Junior, folks. And, you know, just like some of these Georgia teams, Florida teams that I've brought along and I've got their products on the market now, these boys are my members. They're my folks. They're part of our family now. And just like I told Junior the other day, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 7 p.m., Eastern now, you guys, I want you to call in, become part of their shows, and every time you say your name and your product, it's going to resonate throughout the country. We've got a lot of people who follow us now. And because you joined Barbecue Superstars, we're going to bring it all the way back around because we want you to make 10,000 times what you paid for a membership. And that's the way it works. And, well, fellas, y'all feel good? Let me give y'all some last words. Go ahead, Lance.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate you letting us become part of the family of Barbecue Superstars, and I look forward to many great times, and hope to maybe see you out on the competition trail. And Junior, you guys have a good year, and I'll see you here in a month or so, I'm sure.
You got it, bud, and you got it definitely, man. I'll be ready to see y'all. It's always good to see everybody in the cooking circuit, and, man, y'all are my family. So, everybody have a good night, and peace out. Daryl, we'll talk to you later, bud. Thanks, man.
Thanks for calling in, Junior and Lance, and y'all have a good night. And hell yeah to all the Texas cooks out there. IBCA, you got to get in touch. You got to find out what's going on. And Daryl Barber,
yes,
Superstars, we are out.
Later.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the bell stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
He reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. There was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
at the altar of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover,
yet it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well, well, well,
when the battle stopped and smoke cleared,
there was thunder
on the throne.
This has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production. Check out West Texas Pitmasters Rubs right now.